天是圣诞除夕，我们在思想圣诞的时候，我们来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
Today is Christmas Eve. As we celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是今天有很多世界上很多人都庆祝圣诞节。
Today, many people in the world celebrate Christmas.
不但是不同的宗教、不同的国家、不同的人、种族的人都庆祝圣诞节。
Different religions, different countries, different races, they all celebrate Christmas.
但是他们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，为什么要庆祝圣诞节呢？
But when they celebrate Christmas, why do they even do that?
很多人庆祝圣诞节的，他们的圣诞节里面没有圣诞，没有耶稣基督，没有圣婴。
Many people celebrate Christmas without Jesus Christ, without the Holy Infant.
圣诞节就是有关圣耶稣基督的诞生。
Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要知道耶稣到底是谁。
So we want to know who exactly Jesus is.
为什么我们要庆祝这个婴孩的诞生？
Why do we celebrate the birth of this child?
那么同时呢，当我们庆祝这个圣诞节的时候呢，我们要问这个婴孩啊，你的耶稣是婴孩的耶稣呢，还是成人的耶稣呢？是在坟墓里面的耶稣呢？是在十字架上的耶稣呢？还是在天上的耶稣？
And when we celebrate Christmas, we want to ask,Who is your Jesus? Is he a baby, or is he an adult, or is he a Jesus that's hanging on the cross, or Jesus in the tomb, or Jesus who is in heaven?
所以我们要问大家这个问题。
So we want to ask this question.
很多时候我们庆祝圣诞节是感谢主，我们在庆祝圣诞节。但是在庆祝圣诞节的时候呢，你的耶稣基督。是保留在是一个婴孩，很多包括天主教呢，看到婴孩的时候呢，就是一个小 baby 在手上，他的耶稣就是永远就是那个婴孩婴儿。
And many people they celebrate Christmas, but they have different views of who Jesus is, and just like the Catholics, to them, whenever they celebrate Christmas, Jesus is always just a baby in arms.
那么也有一些人在。讲到耶稣基督的纪念耶稣的时候，总是哭哭啼啼的。
And there are also many people when they are remembering Jesus, they are always in tears and weeping.
那么耶稣永远就在坟墓里面呢，还是永远在十字架上面
？Is Jesus forever on the cross or forever in the tomb？
所以我们要知道耶稣，我们所敬拜的耶稣，我们庆祝的耶稣，到底还在十字架上呢，还是他已经死了，已经复活了，而且升天了，现在坐在那个。我们的神的在上帝的右边。
So this Jesus whom we are worshipping, is he still in the tomb dead, or is he alive and risen in heaven?
所以当我们在思想，我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，就是称赞一个圣婴的诞生。这个圣婴是就是唯一的一个，这一位耶稣到底是谁？
And so when we celebrate Christmas, we speak about the holy infant who was born. Who is this Jesus exactly?
所以我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候呢，我们要思想他到底是谁。
So as we celebrate Christmas, we need to think about who exactly Jesus is.
我常常要问大家，你的耶稣是黑头发的还是白头发？
I often ask people your idea of who Jesus is. Does he have white hair or black hair?
就好像我们常常说，你的耶稣仍旧在坟墓呢，还是一个复活的耶稣？
It's just the same as asking you, is your Jesus still in the tomb or is he a resurrected Jesus?
如果你的耶稣只停留在四福音的是头发黑色的，如果你的耶稣是启示录的耶稣，你看他头发是白色的。
If your Jesus is the Jesus of the four Gospels, then his hair is black. But if you look at the book of Revelation, Jesus' hair is white.
当然，那个是指他的荣耀而形容的。
Of course, that's actually describing his glory.
所以今天呢，我想趁着这个时候呢，跟大家一起思想耶稣到底是谁。
So I want to take this opportunity to think together with everyone who is Jesus.
所以要知道耶稣是谁，最好的方法就是回到圣经里面。看圣经里面讲哦，耶稣自己见证他是谁，那么耶稣的见证人里面也见证他到底是谁。
And the best way of finding out who Jesus is to turn back to the Bible and to see what Jesus claims for himself and what witnesses say about him.
所以请大家打开约翰福音，我们来看第五章 我们要从第三十一节读到第四十节，让我们看看这里耶稣圣经告诉我们有五个见证来证明耶稣是谁。
So let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 5. John, chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. And there are five testimonies here about Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督，我们庆祝这个圣婴耶稣基督的诞生，他到底是谁？为什么我们要这样庆祝？而且庆祝了两千年，为什么我们要这样庆祝？
So as we celebrate Christmas, we want to know what we are really celebrating about. Who is this Jesus whom we celebrate? And for the past 2,000 years, we've been doing that. So who exactly is Jesus?
让我们来读第五章第三十一节。他说：“我若为自己做见证，我的见证不真。另外一位给我做见证，我也知道他给我做见证是真的。你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。”其实 我所受的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这话是要叫你们得救。约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要成就的事就是我所做的事，这便见证我是从父所差来的。差我来的父也为我做过见证，你们从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象，你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为所差来的你们不信。你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，但我所做给我所做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
John chapter 5 verse 31. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from men, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you are willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life.
所以到底耶稣是谁？
So who is Jesus exactly?
我们庆祝圣诞节，为什么我们要庆祝他的生日呢？
Why do we celebrate the birth of Jesus on Christmas?
有些人说耶稣是一个伟大的哲学家。
Some people say Jesus was a great philosopher.
有些人认为他是一个伟大的思想家。
Some people think that he is a great thinker.
有些人认为他是一个道德 的这个专家。
And some people see him as a great moral expert.
讲这些话的人呢，其实他们完全不明白耶稣是谁。
Those who say such things do not know who Jesus is.
是的，他们要在他们来 给耶稣说好话。
Yes, they are speaking well of Jesus.
但是他完全不认识耶稣，不知道耶稣是谁，才讲这番话。
But they say those things because they do not truly know Jesus.
C.S. Lewis 的这个英国的一个文学家，他 C.S. Lewis 说，他说耶稣呢，如果你认识这一位耶稣，要不呢他就是疯子，要不呢他是发神经的疯子啊，要不然呢他就是骗子，要不然呢他是真实的神。
And C.S. Lewis, a great author, once said that when you listen to Jesus, you can only conclude that he is either a lunatic, or he is a liar, or he must be God.
因为他所讲的话呢，一个有学问的这个道德家、思想家、哲学家不会讲的。
Because whatever that Jesus said, no other philosopher or moral teacher would say those things.
因为他说的是说，他说父神父与我是同一为一，就是说他与神是同一个。
Because Jesus said I and the Father are one. In other words, He is the same as God the Father.
世界上所有的哲学家没有人讲这种话。
No philosopher in this world says such things.
啊，所以他说父以我原为义，他说我就是父，我就是神，我就是创造宇宙万物的那一位主宰。没有人啊，没有哲学家，没有一个伟大的这个思想家会讲这些话。
Jesus said the Father and I are one. In other words, I am God who created everything in this world. No philosopher will ever say such thing.
而且他还说了一句话，他说在还没有亚伯拉罕之前就有了我。
And he also said before Abraham was I am.
怎么可能呢？在他的祖宗还没有出世之前，他已经存在了。
How can it be that before his ancestor was born, he was already there?
没有一个有思想的人会讲这些话。
No one who has any kind of thinking will say such things.
甚至他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
没有人不是通过我，没有人能够到神那里去。
No one can go to the Father except through me.
很多人说你们太过武断了，你们的基督教为什么这么武断？为什么你们只有讲说你才是唯一的道路？不是我讲的，是耶稣基督讲的。
Many people say you all are too extreme, and how can you say that Christianity is the only way? But it is not I who said so; it is Jesus who said that.
如果耶稣讲这些话呢，要不他是真的是真实的，要不呢他就是骗人，或者他自己发神经，他不知道他在讲什么。
So for Jesus to say such things, either he must be God.Or he must be lying, or he's a lunatic who doesn't know what he's talking about.
所以今天很多人庆祝圣诞节，他不知道在庆祝这一位耶稣是谁。
So today, many people celebrate Christmas without knowing who this Jesus is.
所以我们要来思想这一位耶稣到底是谁？为什么他会讲这番话？为什么今天这么多基督教徒？为什么这么多教会？这么两千年来，这么多人还在庆祝他的生日？
So we want to really look at why we celebrate Christmas. Why is Christianity around for 2,000 years? And for 2,000 years, people have been celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要来看这段圣经。
So we want to look at this passage.
所以请大家来看这段圣经。我们回去看这个路加这个约翰福音第五章，他说：“我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。”31节。
Let's come back to John 5:31. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true.
为什么他说如果我为自己做见证，我的见证就不真呢？
Why does he say this? That if he bears witness about himself, his testimony is not true.
如果你读圣经，你熟悉圣经的话呢，你会发现他刚刚做完见证。
If you are familiar with the Bible and you know what preceded this verse,You know that he just bore testimony of himself.
他自己做了见证了，然后说，我如果做见证，我的见证，也就是说，如果你只听我这个还不准确，你还有其他的见证人。所以他在讲的时候，不是说他的见证不真，其实他见证是非常真，因为他知道他从哪里来，往哪里去。在约翰八章十四节这么讲。
And he just gave testimony about his own himself, but yet at the same time he says, if I am the only person who bears testimony about myself, that cannot be true. So he is actually giving testimony of others as well.
所以在这边我们首先要看的一件事情，为什么他会讲说我的见证不真呢？原来他是在讲，如果在法庭上面呢，有一个人他自己讲。他自己一个人讲话，这个不算数，要有两三个见证人才能够算数。
And what is he saying over here? After bearing testimony, he says, I bear testimony of myself. That's not true. That's because in the court, if a person were to bear his own testimony, that cannot be accepted as evidence. You need to have two or more witnesses.
所以这个在旧约里面，《申命记》十九章十五节里面讲到说，人无论犯什么罪，做什么恶，不可以凭一个人的口供，还要凭两三个人口供。所以耶稣就招了好多个见证人来说，到底他的见证是不是真的？
In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 19:15, it is written that a single witness shall not rise up against a man on account of any iniquity or any sin which he has committed. On the evidence of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be confirmed. So Jesus is actually calling upon other witnesses to prove his testimony.
所以我当我们还没有看看其他的见证人之前呢，首先你要看那个本身，那个本人自己的见证是什么。
Before we look at the testimonies of other witnesses, we want to first examine Jesus' own testimony.
因为他自己说，如果我只为自己做见证，这个不见，叫他做见了什么见证呢？所以我们回去看第五章。
He says, if I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not even true. So what witness did he bear about himself?
你看第五章第十九节,
if we turn back to John 5:19.
15, 这五章十九节, 他说耶稣对他们说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 只凭自己不能做什么, 唯有看到这个父所做的, 只才能做, 父所做的事, 子也照样做, 第二十节, 父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看, 还要 将比这更大的事指给他看, 叫你们稀奇, 父怎么样叫死人复活, 使他们复活, 子也照样随自己的意思, 使他死人复活, 22节, 父不审判人, 乃将审判的事全交于子, 叫人都尊敬子, 如同尊敬父, 不尊敬子, 就是不尊敬差子来的父, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 那听我的话, 又信差我来者的, 就有永生, 不至于定罪, 已经是处死入生了。
John 5:19, so Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than this will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son.
所以在这边，耶稣在做见证之前发生一件事情。
And before Jesus gave testimony, something happened.
耶稣在做见证之前呢，他曾经医治了一个人，瘫痪了38年的一个人。
And before he gave testimony, he actually healed a paralytic who was paralyzed for 38 years.
当时的人呢，不因为这个38年患了病的人得医治而感到快乐，而反而说：“耶稣啊，你犯了律法，因为你在安息日做这件事情。”
Instead of rejoicing over the healing of a paralytic man who was paralyzed for 38 years, the people actually accused Jesus of breaking the law because he healed on the Sabbath day.
所以他们说。 耶稣就回答说：“我父做事到如今，如果你看第五章第十七节，他说耶稣就对他们说：我父做事如到如今，我也做事。所以第二十八节犹太人就约访要杀他，因为他不但犯了安息日，他把自己当作是神，他称神为父，将自己神当作是平等的。”
And if we go another two verses before Jesus answered them in verse 17, my Father is working until now, and I am working. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
所以他说这里，他说他耶稣说，我就是我有神性，我与神是同等的，或者是我与神合为一。
And so Jesus is saying that he has the very deity of God. He is claiming equality with God. Why do we celebrate Christmas?
我们庆祝圣诞是因为神降世为人，与我们同在。
We celebrate Christmas because God became man and dwelled with us.
所以这因为耶稣诞生呢，是神与我们同在，他不但是人，他也是神。
And so when Jesus became man, he is not just man, but he is also God, and he is God with us.
所以耶稣长大之后呢，他就显出他的神性起来，他医治人，神治人，他宣讲他的神性。
And he proved his deity after he grown up, because he went around healing diseases, and he also proclaimed his own deity.
所以在这边呢，耶稣就讲了好几方面，四方面，耶稣自己的神性。
So in four ways, Jesus proclaimed his own deity.
所以在这边你看到，耶稣说什么呢？他说：“我父做事到如今，我也做事。”你看第十九节，他说：“我实实在在告诉你，子不能凭自己做什么，凡看见父做的，子就能做；父所做的，子照样做。”
Verse 19, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise.
所以你会看到。 耶稣说：“我看到神做事情，我也做；我所做的事情跟神一模一样。”所以他这边讲说：“我与神有同等，因为我做同样的东西。”
And he is saying that whatever the Father, God the Father does, that he do. What he's saying here is that he has the same work as God the Father.
如果你仔细读圣经，整个创世纪，创造宇宙万物之前呢，耶稣已经存在，而且呢。 整个创造呢，耶稣也是借着耶稣创造，也是靠着他创造，也是为他创造。
If you read the Bible, you'll realize that Jesus was there at the creation, and all creation was created for Jesus, by Jesus, and it is all for him.
我们再看第21节。
And let's look at verse 21.
他说父怎么叫使人起来, 使他们活着, 子也照样随自己的意思, 使他们活着。
For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will.
所以这边讲到说, 神有权利使死人复活, 那么耶稣也是能够使人复活, 因为耶稣随自己的意思, 他有同样的主权。
And so it says here that God the Father has the power to raise the dead and give them life, and the Son, Jesus, also has that kind of same power, and it is according to his will. So this tells us that he has the same sovereignty as God.
整本圣经里面看到能够使人复活的只有神才能够做这件事情。
And we can see throughout the Bible that only God alone can raise a dead man to life.
所以呢，他可以告诉我们说，主耶稣说，我与神有同等的工作，我与神有同等的这个主权。另外，我们也看到了，他也有审判的权利。So
Jesus claimed to do the same work as God the Father, and he claims to have the same sovereignty as God the Father. We also see that he claims to have the same judgment as God the Father.
我们看第22节，他说父不审判人，乃将审判的事全交于子，叫人尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。
Verse 22, the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
所以我们也在这里看到什么呢? 神把这个审判的工作呢，交给耶稣，所以耶稣有绝对的审判。 不但这样，他有同样有神的尊荣。
So God has given the authority to judge to the Son Jesus, so he, Jesus, is able to judge like the Father, and at the same time, we also see that Jesus has the same glory as the Father.
所以在这里我们看到，我们人必须要尊敬他，好像尊敬神一样。
And we see here that men need to honor Jesus as if they are honoring God.
如果你了解圣经，你仔细读圣经的话，以赛亚书42:8，有一段圣经是，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，因为神自己这么说的。
And if you are familiar with the Bible, you will know that in Isaiah 42:8, God says, I will not give my glory to a false God.
但是这个时候他把他的荣耀给了耶稣基督。
But at this time, he gave his glory to Jesus Christ.
所以在这边我们看到耶稣自己的宣告, 我与神是做同样的工作, 我与神有同样的主权, 我与神有同样的审判的能力, 我与神有同样的荣耀。
And so we see here Jesus' own testimony that he shares the same work as God, the same sovereignty, the same judgment, and the same glory as God.
这种宣告呢，不是你跟我可以做的宣告。
This kind of proclamation is not something that you nor I can say.
这样的宣告不是政治家所可以做的宣告。
Such a proclamation does not belong to any politician.
这样的宣告呢，不是哲学家，不是所有的这些聪明的人、有思想的人可以做的宣告。
No intelligent thinker or philosopher will make such proclamation.
所以 C.S. Lewis这么说，除非他真的是神 ，He's Lord， 要不然他就是 lunatic or he's a liar， 他不然是骗子，要不然是疯子，要不然他不会讲这种话。
So C.S. Lewis therefore said that he is either the Lord God or he must be a lunatic or else he is a liar.
所以你我们庆祝圣诞的时候，你要看到这一位诞生的，他代表是什么呢？除非他是真的是耶稣基督像圣经里面所讲的，他自己宣告的，你接受，要不然你拒绝，不要模棱两可说他是好人，他是一个很聪明的人，他是一个哲学家，他是一个道德家，不要讲这些话。
So as you come to face-to-face with scripture and you read such proclamation that Jesus made of himself, you have to decide whether he is God or he is not. You should not be sitting on the fence thinking that, oh, he is just a great moral teacher or he is a great philosopher. You cannot be taking middle ground.
所以在这边，耶稣的宣告是什么呢? 他宣告他自己就是神。
So what Jesus is in fact saying is he is God.
他是有神性。
Because he possessed the same deity.
但是这当然我们在圣经的，我们读圣经的人，我们知道我们的神是三位一体的神，他是包括圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Of course, we know from scripture that the God is a Trinity, and there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
他是三位一体中的一位。
And he is one person of the Trinity.
所以这个呢，代表说他有这个神性。
And so he has the same deity.
所以他这边彰显出，他宣告他是神的意思。
And here he is proclaiming that he is God.
所以我们看了耶稣自己的宣告之后呢，我们看看人证是谁，他有没有人的这个证明，有没有证明，有人看见。
So after looking at Jesus' own testimony, we want to look at another human witness or human testimony.
我们来看第三，我们回去约翰福音三，这个五章三十一节。 他说：“我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。另外有一位为我做见证，我也知道他给我做的见证是真。你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。其实我所说的见证不是从人来。然而我说这些话是叫你们，为要叫你们得救。”
Coming back to 5:31, if I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There is another who bears witness about me. And I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true.
那么这里他讲到另外一位呢，我认为这段圣经里面应该是讲说有神为他做见证，但是在这里他还没有介绍天父为他做见证之前呢，他自己讲到说还有另外一位，这个人就是施洗约翰，这个旧约的先知。
And so there is another here who bears witness. This another here, of course, could refer to God the Father. But actually, it is referring to John the Baptist, which is actually an Old Testament prophet.
你看33节，他说你们曾差人到约翰，就是施洗约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。
Look at verse 33. You sent to John, that was referring to John the Baptist, and he has borne witness to the truth.
那么这个约翰是谁？这个约翰就是那个先知啊，出来。 在旷野喊着说修直主的道路，这个人他看到耶稣的时候，他就说什么呢？他说看哪，这个神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。And
John the Baptist was an Old Testament prophet, and he was the one who was in the wilderness proclaiming and also making straight the path of God. And in John 1:29. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
我们很自然地问耶，这个施洗约翰，你怎么知道他是神的儿子呢？
And very naturally, we ask the question, John the Baptist, how do you know he is the Son of God?
你怎么知道他就是神的羔羊呢？
How do you know he is the Lamb of God?
你怎么知道他是除去世人的罪孽呢？
How do you know he can take away the sin of the world?
当然，这是旧约的先知，他是有神的话语。但是同时候呢，他看见那个圣经里面，他说他看到这个圣灵好像鸽子降在耶稣身上的时候，他看到，哎，看到他就证明出来，这个就是神的羔羊要除去世人的罪孽。
Of course, he is an Old Testament prophet, and he knows the scriptures about the prophecies of the Savior coming. But he also saw the Spirit descend like a dove and coming upon Jesus.
但是这个见证呢，虽然很重要，因为是人证，有人亲眼看见。
This is, of course, an important testimony because it is a human witness.
但是耶稣说，我的见证比这个更大的。
But Jesus says that my testimony is even bigger than this.
你看34节,
Look at verse 34.
其实我所受的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这话是要叫你们得救。35节，约翰点的是明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的灯，但我有比约翰更大的见证，是因为父交给我的要成就的事，这就是我所做的事，这便是给我做见证。
Verse 34, not that the testimony that I receive is from men, but I say this thing so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John.
所以在这边讲到说，当时候的人看到的时候呢，他们喜欢施洗约翰，却不接受耶稣基督。
And so we see over here that the people actually accepted John the Baptist but does not believe in Jesus.
所以34节他说你们喜欢这个什么呢？你喜欢这个约翰是这个点着的明灯。
And verse 35 says that he was a burning and shining lamp and you're willing to rejoice for a while.
那么他说，你们这看到说约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿接受喜欢他的光，但是现在呢，我却是有一个比我更大的见证。
And you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light, But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John.
让我稍微提一提这边35节，他说约翰是点着的明灯，是 past tense， 是过去式的，过去旧的，而且这个灯呢是指 lamp， 就是油灯的意思。
And to mention here, verse 35, John was a burning and shining lamp is in the past tense. This is talking about a small oil lamp.
所以这边讲，但是当耶稣是什么呢？他是世界的光。
But Jesus is different. Jesus is the light of the world.
但是人喜欢那个旧的灯，那是不喜欢真正那个光的来源，光的源头。The
people only like to have this the small little lamp, but they rejected the source of light.
但是无论如何，约翰是一个 valid witness. 他是一个真正看见耶稣，这个鸽子降在他身上，他为耶稣做见证的人。
Whatever the case, John the Baptist is actually a valid human witness.
不但是这样呢，我们除了耶稣的见证，他自己的见证，有人证呢，我还有物证。
And so we did not only see Jesus' own testimony and a human testimony, we also see physical testimony.
但是你看第36节，但我有比约翰更大的见证，就是父交给我，要我成就的事。 就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来者的。But
the testimony that I have is greater than that of John, verse 36. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I'm doing bear witness about me that the Father has sent me.
所以除了耶稣自己的见证，有看到人证，像有没有物证？有，因为耶稣来的时候，他做什么呢？他行许多的神迹。
So not only does Jesus have his own testimony, there was also a human testimony, and at the same time, there's physical testimony, which is the miracles that Jesus did when he came.
四福音里面都记载了耶稣所显的神迹。The
four Gospels record for us many of Jesus' miracles.
但是约翰福音，因为我们在看约翰福音，约翰福音里面记载了七件神迹。
And of course, if we just look at the Gospel of John alone, we will find that there are seven miracles.
那么约翰七个神迹包括神把水变酒。
And these seven miracles include changing wine to water to wine.
然后呢，他又这个各做这个时空呢，去医好一个很远地方的一个大臣的儿子。
And he healed an official's son from a great distance by just the word of his mouth.
他讲一句话，医好那个人在很远的地方，他要走了几天的路才能够到的地方，他的儿子就好了。
And just by the word of his mouth, he actually healed the official's son who is many miles away, which requires days of journey.
刚才我们提到第五章里面呢，主耶稣在医好了一个病了38年的人，时间很长，他一句话也是医好了。
And we also mentioned in John 5 that he healed a man paralyzed for 38 years.
然后他用这个五饼二鱼喂饱5000人。
And he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
证明他是生命的粮，他能够供应我们的需要。
And this shows that he is the bread of life and he can supply our needs.
那么耶稣又在水面上行走。
And he also walked on water.
证明他能够胜过这个自然界。
And it shows that he overcome nature.
然后呢，有一次呢，他医好一个病瞎了眼睛的人，看不见。神一句话使到，耶稣一句话使到他眼睛得开，能够看见。
And he also healed a blind man who could not see anything just through the word of his mouth.
那么第七个最重要的这个神迹是什么呢？耶稣使拉撒勒死了4天的拉撒勒复活。
And the most important miracle is that he raised the Lazarus was already dead for 4 days.
今天很多人说他会显神迹。Today
many people claim to be able to perform miracles.
你叫他显了一个死人复活的神迹。And
you can ask him, challenge him to raise someone from the dead.
没有人可以。No
one can do that.
但是耶稣可以。But
Jesus can.
为什么耶稣可以呢？
Why could he do that?
因为所有的神迹要证明他是神的儿子。
Because all these miracles proves that he is the Son of God.
所以我不认为所有的人可以行神迹。
Therefore, I do not think many people can perform miracles.
只有神还有他使徒能够行神迹，因为这个是证明他们的身份。Only
God and the apostles could perform miracles because that proves their position.
所以约翰里面七个神迹，最后一个神迹是最大的神迹，要证明说能够行所有的神迹，但是又不能够使人复活，有什么用？
So in the Gospel of John, the seventh miracle is the greatest miracle because even if a person can perform all the other miracles but cannot raise someone to life, it is no use.
那个就是一个象征，他死，杀死复活，证明说当他死的时候他可以复活。果然，耶稣后来。 对，钉死了之后，他自己能够复活，所以这边就显出他的能力。
And of course, that is a sign that he is able to raise someone to life. And so, true enough, after Jesus was crucified and died, he himself was raised to life 3 days later.
当然，你说我怎么知道这些是真的？
And of course, you might ask, how do I know all these are true?
我告诉你，你的圣经非常的宝贵。
Let me tell you, your Bible is very precious.
因为写这些圣经的人是当时候，包括约翰，他亲眼看见，所以他写下来告诉你，他是第一个第一人证。
That's because those people who wrote this down, the Bible that we have, including John, they are actually eyewitnesses and they are giving us a first-hand account of what they saw.
你听我说，那个是第三人证，我不再讲，我是把约翰讲东西告诉你。但是你自己读圣经，这是第一人证，他看见，他写下来告诉你，所以这本圣经就是你的证明。
And when you listen to me speak, it is already a third-hand account. But when you read the Bible for yourself, this is a first-hand account of eyewitnesses.
所以这个圣经告诉我们，约翰看见他写，他就为我们做见证。
And so the Bible tells us that John himself saw all these things, and therefore he wrote it down.
然后当时候很多人都看见，而且他能够是把水变酒，那个人病了，他能够医好，这些都是实际上发生的事情。
And all the people there saw how he changed water to wine and how he healed the paralytic. And all these things are undeniable.
甚至那些法利赛人都不能够，那个抵挡他的法利赛人都不能够说他错。甚至他的其中一个领袖尼哥底母来告诉他说，这个约翰三章二节他说，如果不是神与你同在，没有人能行你所行的神迹。
And even his enemies, even people who did not believe in him, the Pharisees, they cannot deny the miracles. And for example, Nicodemus was such a man who came in to see him in John 3, verse 2, and said to him, "We know that you have come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him."
而且呢，你看这个路，这个使徒行传二章二十节，二十二节，彼得说什么呢？神行了这么多神迹，耶稣行了这么多神迹，他能够行异能、奇事，这个等等呢，是要将他显明出来。所以不是所有的人能够行这些，耶稣行的神迹，没有人能行，就显出他是从神而来。
And Acts chapter 2 tells us that the miracles that Jesus performed is different. No one else could do those same signs, and this shows that he is God, because he is a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performs. If everyone else could do the same thing, we would not be able to discern who is true and who is not.
所以约翰写约翰福音的时候，他说：“我写这些书是要记载这些事，记载这些事，这些神迹告诉为什么呢？是要告诉你，耶稣基督是神的儿子，而且叫你们可以信他。”
信了他就可以得生命。And the purpose of John writing the Gospel of John is that this has been written so that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have eternal life in His name.
所以我们看到这边有谁可以做为耶稣做见证呢？第一，耶稣自己做见证；第二呢，有人证与使徒约翰为他做见证。耶稣行的神迹就是物证。And
so we come back to all these testimonies. Firstly, Jesus bear testimony on himself, and then we have a human testimony which is John the Baptist, and a physical testimony which is found in his works.
那么不但是这样，还有一个很特别的见证，你我都没有的，就是他有天父为他做见证。And
we also have a supernatural testimony which is God the Father.
我们回去看约翰福音第五章37节，他说：“差我来的父也为我做过见证。”
And if we come back to John 5:37, and the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me.
这天父什么时候为耶稣做过见证呢？
When did God the Father bear witness about Jesus?
至少有三次。
At least thrice.
就是第一次呢，耶稣从去施洗的时候，他从水里起来之后，天开了，这个有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And when Jesus was baptized, when he came up from the water, the heavens were opened, And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of heaven said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this was a voice from heaven.
那么第二次呢，是耶稣登山变相的时候，他上山变了相。那之后呢，突然间彼得说：“啊，我们在这里真好。”突然间看见有一这个声音下来，他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”
And the second time is on the Mount of Transfiguration. And after Jesus was transfigured, Peter said, we are here and this is a good thing. But at that time, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. God the Father bore witness for Jesus and said, This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And one more time.
有一次他还没有上十字架。 的时候呢，他祷告说，他祷告的时候，突然间他有这个打雷的声音。那么他说，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时有声音从天上下来说，我已经荣耀我的名，还要再荣耀。And
Jesus, before he went to the cross, he was praying. And in John 12:30, when he was praying, Father, glorify your name, a voice came out of heaven and he spoke, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
在旁边的人说，哎呀，打雷了，打雷了。
And the people around there thought that it was thundering.
耶稣说，这声音不是为我，是为你们，让你们知道有这件事情。
And Jesus said, This voice has not come for my sake, but for your sake. In other words, for you all to believe.
所以我们看到主耶稣自己的见证，有人证，施洗约翰的见证，有物证，神耶稣所行的神迹，还有天上的这个声音来为耶稣做见证。
So there is Jesus' own testimony, there is the human testimony from John the Baptist. His works is his the physical testimony, and God the Father gave him a supernatural testimony. And the last testimony. And this is documentation testimony. And this is most important.
什么为他做见证呢？圣经为他做见证。
And the scriptures are the documentary
proof. 因为圣经里面呢，有超过400处的预言讲到耶稣基督或者提到他的事情。
In the scriptures or in the Bible, there are more than 400 prophecies about Jesus Christ.
有这方面的书很多，我随便给大家看一本，这个是2012年出的，是他说有超过应该有415的这个预言提到有关耶稣的。
And many books have been published about this, and I'm just giving you one example here about 400 over prophecies. That is about Jesus Christ. And prophecies in the Bible is crucial.
因为圣经里面呢，曾经有这么讲说，这个啊，以赛亚书这么讲，他说神自己说，你们要思念上古的事，因为我是神，神自己说，我是神，别无别神，没有别人，只有我才是神，没有人可以跟我比的。怎么样知道呢？他说我从起初。
Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things long past. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. Why is God different? Because the next verse tells us he is the one who declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done.
因为神是信实的，神讲的话呢，每一句都要应验。
Because God is faithful, every word that He said will come to pass.
我们怎么知道他是神呢？因为他可以在起初言明末后的事情，在这个古时言明未成的事情，还没有事情发生的时候，他讲必然成就，这个就证明他是神。
How do we know that He is God? That's because He is able to declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done. He has already forespoken about all these things, so we know He is God.
旧约里面呢，如果有假先知发预言，预言没有成就，他必须要用石头打死。
In the Old Testament, if there is a false prophet who prophesies something that did not happen, he must be stoned to death.
所以神非常看重，不要随便发预言，不然的话，大家试试看，你看完一个预言，我看看哪一个准。
And that's why it's a warning given to the prophets not to give prophecies haphazardly. And any one of you, I can challenge, can you anyhow prophesy something that will happen?
就算你敢去发预言。 你要准备，我们拿好石头了，你讲错我就丢了。
And if you dare to utter a prophecy, we will prepare the stones. And if you are wrong, we will stone you.
我们不敢随便讲，因为圣经里面很清楚，只有神能够发预言，而且每一个预言一定要应验。如果不应验的话，他就不需要用石头打死。
So the Bible is very clear that only God can give prophecies. Because if there is a false prophet who gives a prophecy that does not come to pass, he must be stoned to death.
你要知道吗？要发一个预言很难的。
To give one prophecy is difficult.
我们没有一个人能够知道明天的事情。
No one of us can know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们也不知道将来的事情。
Neither do we know what's going to happen in the future.
但是圣经里面不但是讲将来主耶稣的事情，他不是讲一件，不是讲十件，不是讲一百件，他讲四百多次，讲的每一个都应验。你要知道这个的 probability， 它的破然率、准确性呢，根本就是零，就是说根本没有机会任何一个人做这件事情。
For one prophecy to come to pass is already difficult, but the Old Testament is full of prophecies about Jesus. Not just one, not just ten, but more than 400, and they have all come to pass. The probability of this all happening is zero.
所以为什么我们看这本圣经看得这么宝贵？因为每一件事情提到的呢，一定实现，而且一定实现。我怎么知道实现呢？我们现在过后的事情，特别是今天呢，我们看到以色列复国就是一个很奇怪的事情。两千年前以色列灭国之后，今年能够复国，在四五千年前，圣经早就预言有这件事情发生了。
And our Bible is very precious and is very amazing, and we can trust that it is true because all the prophecies has come to pass. And one such example is the nation of Israel being reestablished. Israel was ceased to be a nation about 2,000 years ago, but it was prophesied more than 4,000 years ago that the nation of Israel will be reestablished, and it has come to pass.
世界上有很多种族民族消灭不见了。
There are many races and many countries or nations that has disappeared in the world.
但是这个以色列人，这个犹太人，两千年前被灭之后呢，到了两千年之后呢，再出现不可能。
For a nation of Israel to be destroyed 2,000 years ago, and for it to be reestablished 2,000 years later is impossible.
而且，但是圣经很清楚预言说，犹太人不信神，犹太人违背神，他们被拆散世界各地。果然，犹太人被拆散到世界各地，而且受极大的苦。在希特勒的手下，有两千个这个犹太人被他毒死。你会发现，犹太人为什么会遭遇这么？圣经早就预言了。
And the Bible prophesied that because the Jews, Israelites, do not believe in God, they will be scattered throughout the earth, and that indeed happened. And then the Bible prophesied that they will suffer for that, and they did. Because one example is when Hitler actually poisoned 2 million Jews to death in the gas chambers, and all these things were prophesied, and they happened.
不但在这个希特勒，而且在斯大林手下，在世界各地犹太人都遭遇到，所有的人都抵挡犹太人。这件事情呢，圣经在事情还没发生的700年到1000年已经预言了，事情就这样成就。
And not just under the hands of Hitler, but also under the hands of Stalin, and all these things were prophesied.More than 1,000 years ago, that it will happen to the Israelites, that they will suffer throughout the world.
不但是这样，这个犹太人被拆散到世界，两千年亡国之后变成一个国家，不可能。但是呢，圣经也是这么预言。所以在1948年还没有成就的时候，所有的人说哪里可能？圣经错了，不可能的。所以很多人把圣经丢掉，很多人把圣经撕掉，说圣经不可能的。但是在1948年，以色列复国了。
And many people did not believe in the Bible prior to 1948 because when Israel was scattered and there was no more Israel, even though the Bible prophesied that Israel will be reestablished, people before 1948 thought that this is impossible, and so they threw their scriptures away, they tore it up, and they said that this is not true. But yet in 1948, Israel was reestablished.
我们在当当中有很多是从中国来的。华族了，不是中国人，我们是新加坡人。
And in our midst, we have many Chinese who are now Singaporean.
有多少位要回去中国啊？
How many of you want to go back to China and say I'm from China?
而且我告诉你，很多我们至少还有maintain，我们还有就是哦，我们是中国人。你知道美国人吗？美国人他是没有根的，你知道吗？
And at least we still say we are Chinese. Do you know the Americans? They have no roots.
美国人其实是移民的，所以美国人现在呢，除了他是土著这个印第安人之外，他们都是移民的，但是他们没有说要回去自己的国家的，没有这回事情。
And actually, the white Americans today, they are immigrants. The actual native people of America, they are the Indians of America. But today, the Americans, none of them want to say that they were from another place and they want to go back to their homeland.
这些美国人有些是从德国来，有些从英国来，从苏联来，从各地各墨西哥来，没有人说会回去的。所以要回到这些国家，特别是2000年，然后要回去不大可能的。
And Americans today, they come from, their ancestors came from Germany, from Russia, from Mexico, from everywhere around the world. But once they have settled down, nobody wants to get back to their homeland, especially after 2,000 years, such a thing is impossible.
但是圣经预言, 2000年之后,
but the Bible prophesied that Israel will be reestablished, and it happened 2,000 years later.
所以今天呢，为什么提这个？这个很重要，因为刚刚特朗普说，我要承认以色列为这个耶路撒冷是以色列的首都，这件事情跟整个圣经的预言有关系的。
And why we want to talk about all these things today? Because Trump has just declared that he recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and this is closely related to the prophecies of the Bible.
我们不知道将来会有发生什么事情，不过我可以肯定圣经里面的预言是会成准确的，因为。 的确，将来呢，有一个新的圣殿会在以色列被建立起来。
I do not know what's going to happen in the future, but I do know that the prophecies in the Bible will come to pass, and it has been prophesied that a new temple will be established in Israel.
如果你好好读圣经，你研究这些的话呢，你就可以知道原来神的话是准确的。
So if you study the Bible carefully and read it carefully, you'll realize that the Word of God is accurate.
所以在圣经里面，主耶稣也是这么讲，我还有很多事要告诉你，只我些事情预先告诉你是什么呢？要让你将来事情发生的时候可以信。
And Jesus said in John 14:29, Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe.
所以当圣经里面提到 耶稣基督的诞生的时候呢，早在他没有诞生之前，很早就已经写下来了。And
so, before, long before Jesus was born, it was already prophesied in Scripture.
在以赛亚书，在耶稣还没有诞生之前，以赛亚书离开耶稣诞生大概七百六百七百年前呢，以赛亚已经写下将来有一个童女会生子，果然事情发生了。
And Isaiah wrote about 700 years before Jesus was born that there will be a virgin with child and bear a son, and of course such an event happened.
所以我们庆祝圣诞的原因就是因为神的话它还没出现之前，还没有成就之前，神的话你查这个，你用考古学去找出以赛亚书啊，原来是真的是在主前六百七百年前。 在主耶稣还没有诞生之前，已经写下来，因为有考古学嘛。现在我们活在这个时代，我们更应该要信。
And of course, we know from archaeological findings that Isaiah was written 700 years before Jesus was born, and it was already prophesied in the book of Isaiah written 700 years ago. So, from all these archaeological findings, we have all the evidence. So today, we are the ones who even ought to believe.
不但是他预言耶稣会诞生，而且预言在哪里诞生，在哪里呢？伯利恒。
Not only was there a prophecy that Jesus will be born, but it even prophesied that he will be born in the exact location of Bethlehem.
啊，伯利恒是什么地方？
What's Bethlehem?
啊，不是上海，不是北京，不是纽约。
Not Shanghai, not Beijing, not New York.
不是东京，不是巴黎。
Not Tokyo, not Paris.
是一个没有人知道的地方。
It's a place that's unknown.
叫做文类。
Like Woodley.
是一个没有人知道的地方。
It's a place that nobody knows.
伯利恒。
Bethlehem.
但是准确就在那边发生了。
And it happened right there.
所以你看到吗? 圣经是这么的准确。
Look at how accurate the Bible is.
不但是这样, 他说在这个诞生之前呢, 有一个人会跑在他前面, 来喊, 预备神的道路, 是谁? 是几约翰, 也是出现的。
And there's also a prophecy in Isaiah saying there will be a voice calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. And this was fulfilled by John the Baptist.
所以以赛亚书43章就说，有人喊着说，在旷野预备主的道路，沙漠的修平，我们神的道，一切的山洼都要填满，大小的山冈都要削平，高高低低的都要偏平了，曲曲折折都要变成，这些都从圣经以赛亚书6700-700年前已经写下来了。
And Isaiah 43, a voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley, prophesied 700 years ago before John the Baptist.
那么耶稣来的时候他会做什么呢? 原来他会使瞎子看见时耳朵，这聋子可以开通，使到瘸子可以站起来，哑巴可以唱歌等等。
And when Jesus comes, what is he going to do? Prophesy in Isaiah that the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. And this was written 600-700 years before Jesus was born.
甚至圣经里面预言耶稣会骑着一个驴子进耶路撒冷。
And the Bible prophesies that Jesus will actually enter Jerusalem on the back of a donkey.
这个就记载在圣经撒迦利亚书9章9节，是520年前耶稣还没有诞生之前写说他会骑着驴子，他怎么知道他会骑驴子呢？
And this is Zechariah 9:9, written 520 years before Jesus, that he will be riding on a donkey. How would they know?
而且呢，他预言耶稣会被出卖。
And it also prophesied that Jesus will be betrayed.
诗篇41:9节说，他赐我自己的朋友，以我所依靠的，赐我吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
Psalm 41:9, even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.
圣经里面也预言到耶稣一定会受苦。
And the Bible prophesied that Jesus will suffer.
以色列人不能够接受耶稣会钉十字架，因为他看不能够接受耶稣会竟然会被藐视，被受许多的苦，不可能。但是他们不接受，原来圣经早就有写了。And
Israel does not accept Jesus because they cannot accept that Jesus, the Savior, can suffer all these things. But this has all been prophesied.
而且呢，耶稣是为我们的缘故来受死的。
And he is actually going to die for our sakes.
而且圣经里面也预言什么呢？他耶稣受苦的时候，他的回应。
And the Bible also prophesied what Jesus would say when he is suffering.
当耶稣被受害的时候呢，他不开口，他不还手啊，这些都是耶稣的反应，早就记载在以赛亚书。
When Jesus suffered and when he was on trial, he did not open his mouth and he did not retaliate. All these things were already prophesied.
甚至耶稣在被钉的时候，他的外衣被人拈去，以衣被人剥去，这些全部记载在诗篇里面。
And even when Jesus was crucified, they cast lots for his garments and so on. It's all prophesied in Psalm.
还有呢，他的骨头一根都不可以折断。诗篇34:24，这么细的预言呢，不可能你跟我可以讲出来的。
And not a single bone on him will be broken. Already prophesied. Such details is not something that can be prophesied easily.
刚才我们讲这些预言有三四百处，但是我讲多一处给您知道，你知道连耶稣钉十字架的时间也预言了。
And we already said that there are more than 400 prophecies that have come to pass. Even the time of his prophecy has been prophesied.
但以理书呢讲到这个在62个期之后呢，耶稣必然会被剪除，就是耶稣钉十字架跟耶路撒冷重新造成那段时间，你算耶稣的时间呢，准准就在那个时间，耶稣被钉十字架。你看耶稣钉十字架时间也被预言出来。
And in the book of Daniel, it was prophesied that after 62 sevens, the Savior will be crucified, and this is between the building of the second temple and Jesus crucifixion and all this are exact to the dot has been prophesied.
当然我可以再讲下去，有很多很多预言，我没有办法一个一个讲。
Of course, there are many many prophecies that I cannot go through one by one.
他讲到最后呢，他还要钉死，而且将来他要复活。
And of course, the prophecy that he will be crucified and he will be raised again.
而且呢，当他复活的时候，我们看到他不但是显给这个十二个使徒看，他也一时显给500多个人看。
And after he was resurrected, he appeared to the apostles, and he also appeared to more than 500 people at once.
特别是这个哥林多前书15章那边讲到保罗写信的时候，他说我写信给你们，耶稣显现的时候，不但是给我们几个人看，500多个人看，这500多个有一半还在，你们可以去 check 去翻out 去找看看是不是证实一下，耶稣是不是复活。 他果然是复活，这是 first hand proof.
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 that when Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to more than 500 people, and more than half of them are still alive. What Paul is saying at that point of time is to the readers that if you don't believe me, go look for all these people and ask them for their testimony. They will show that it is true. And this is therefore what we call a first-hand account.
所以你看到耶稣给什么见证呢?
So what testimony did Jesus give?
耶稣自己做见证。
His own?
使徒约翰给他做见证。
John the Baptist gave a human testimony.
耶稣的神迹给他做见证。
Jesus' miracles give testimony.
天上有响声下来，神父神自己为他做见证。
The voice from heaven shows the testimony from God the Father.
还有最重要的圣经。
And most importantly, the Bible gives documentary evidence. All of us can have a copy of the Bible today.
而且这本圣经呢，也是几千年来的圣经，至少4-5千年的记载都在这本圣经里面。
And this Bible contains a history of about 4,000 to 5,000 years recorded.
而且有考古学的证明。
And it's been proven by archaeology.
这个科学家的证明。
And scientists have proven it.
如果你不信圣经，你不可能信耶稣的。
If you don't believe the Bible, you cannot believe Jesus.
今天我们庆祝圣诞。
Today we celebrate Christmas.
我们在庆祝什么？
What are we celebrating?
耶稣的诞生。
Jesus' birth.
那么这一位耶稣是谁？
Who is this Jesus?
这一位说耶稣就是神的儿子，他降世为要拯救世人。
He is the Son of God. He became man to save sinners.
他不是凭空说白话，他给我们圣经来证明。
He is not lying because he gave us the Bible to prove.
所以圣经里面给我们看到5个来见证，来证明耶稣是神的儿子。
So the Bible shows us 5 testimonies of Jesus Christ to prove that he is the Son of God.
所以今天我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，不要忘记我们在庆祝谁的圣诞。
So today as we celebrate Christmas, let us not forget whose birth we are celebrating.
让我们 firmly fix our faith on him. 让我们完完全全的 定睛在他身上，相信耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
Let us all firmly fix our faith on Jesus, that he is the Son of God.
直到我们能够得着他预备降世给我们的救恩。
So that we can receive the salvation that he has prepared for us when he became man.
让我们一起来感谢我们的天父，预备给我们的救恩。
Let us give thanks to God our Heavenly Father for the salvation that he has given us. Father, we thank you for your word, the testimony of scriptures that proves beyond doubt that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. If there's anyone here who is not a believer, we pray and ask Lord that you will open his eyes that he might see, open his heart that he might believe in Jesus. And for us, Lord, who believe in Jesus, we pray, O Lord, that you will help us to be firm in our faith and not doubt, and that we will not waver, and that we will truly worship Jesus as our God and as our Savior, and that we will commit our lives to him. We will commit ourselves to serving him and to come together in the church to worship him.